Now Kroger. Oh, Kroger got the right hand free.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland. And the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey, the way you're supposed to play. You throw a little lumber if a guy gets in your way. You play like Gordie Howe or Eddie fucking Shore. We can't all be Gretzky's, the loser Bobby Orr's.
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the biscuit. It's the biscuit. The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. There's a country we'll stop working on, so Batman's fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the Biscuit Podcast.
Hey, you want to go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man. Good luck to you too, buddy.
Breaking news, breaking biscuit news. This just in from the internet, Barry Trotz resigns as the Washington Capitals head coach. Big Ran, your thoughts?
I got a couple thoughts. I don't know how I feel. I think maybe he knows Washington hates him, so he's just leaving, or maybe he really is just done.
What did I tell you last week?
What, he's done?
Yeah, he's done in Washington. He's not done coaching.
I don't think so either, and I think he made it a point as, I'm leaving, you're not getting rid of me.
Oh, they probably said, hey, do you want to resign or do you want fired?
Well, no, because they were talking about contact extensions last week.
Who was?
Everyone, about how he was going to get it with them because he had in his contract, if he won a cup, it was a two-year extension.
Nobody in Washington was talking about that. Tell you that right goddamn now.
But I mean, you don't think he's done?
It's hard.
He hasn't been a head coach that long.
19 years.
Is that long?
Yeah, that's like a people's lifetimes.
I mean, I guess.
That's super long. What are you fucking talking about? Is 19 years long to be a head coach? He's probably the longest tenured coach in the NHL right now.
Not anymore. I wish he would have never left Nashville.
Why?
Because he, I guarantee he sets a record that no one breaks.
What?
He was their first coach in 97, 98, whatever, 20 years ago, whatever, however long ago.
Yeah.
And was there until 2014. That's crazy. That has to be a record for a franchise coach like that.
That like is pretty... steps,
because normally the coach they get for their first couple years are gone. You know what I mean?
He's their only coach besides Laviolette? That's not
he's
right.
Only, huh? Yeah, was there until 2014.
He wasn't there from their expansion.
Yes, he was. He was their first coach.
They've had two fucking coaches.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. He's got a record that no one's touching.
It all depends on if he wants to, I mean, if he wants to coach, he can get a job.
Yeah, he's got 762 wins.
That's pretty good. Maybe you do one more year just so you can get 800.
He's got 762 and 568, so... I don't know the percentage off the top of my head, but that's somewhere in the 600s.
And I think...
That's pretty good.
I mean, he was having fun. I mean, obviously winning the cup's fun, but I mean, he was out there skating with the boys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it seems like he still wants to. I obviously don't know the guy personally. I mean, I would assume he's married with kids, but I would assume those kids are older than us.
Yeah, he's 55, so I mean...
Man, he looks older than that, don't he?
It's very likely that his kids are our age.
He looks way older than 55.
He's the first coach since Mike Keenan of the 1994 New York Rangers to win a cup and not return.
What happened to Keenan?
I'm not sure. I just seen that on one of the news things. I thought that was crazy. I figured
I saw that too, but I was like, I don't know if he went somewhere else or what the hell.
He might have just retired. I figured it never happened.
It's weird.
You're like guaranteed a contract for at least one more year after winning it.
It's unprecedented. I think it sets up Washington to maybe not be so successful next year.
I agree. And
I thought that, though, this year. I think I'm just always one year ahead. I'm just that smart.
No, I just think that – I think he – people can say one about him.
Because I was thinking this about Arizona Coyotes today. I think they're on the cusp of a wild card.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
About the Coyotes?
Anyway, I don't know. I mean,
I think they made the better trade.
Well, we'll get into that. I mean, there's an opening for a job. I don't know if he has a relationship with Lou Lamoriello. I mean,
I'm going back to Nashville. What if he's going back to Nashville?
Well, he's definitely not going back to Nashville. I mean, that's a goddamn given. How many spots are open right now? The Islanders.
I don't know. I would have to look.
Who did Dallas hire?
I'm not sure.
Because Lou Lamoriello just went to New York and is cleaning house. Got rid of Doug Weight, who Tavares roomed with when Tavares was a rookie.
Did Dallas hire Jim Montgomery?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're Dallas, you're going, shit, we hired Jim Montgomery over Barry Trotz. That's when you just kind of waited out a little bit.
No one knew that was happening. Right?
And then what? The Rangers hired homeboy from BU? Quinn or something like that? Is that
most of them all got filled up.
Is Quinn Austin Powers? Is his sidekick, or no, number two is Quinn from James Bond or something like that, right?
Oh, in the movie?
Yeah.
I think he is in one of the movies, yeah.
Okay.
That's the whole point of him being, or who does number two, who does number two work for?
Who does number two work for?
And it's fucking Tom Arnold. You show that turd who's boss, buddy.
Holy shit, it is Tom Arnold sitting next to him on the shitter.
Everything all right over there, pal? What did you eat?
He's a fucking guy in there.
Fucking human in the toilet.
Holy shit. That movie is very good.
You show that turd who's boss.
Oh my god. I remember seeing the second one in theaters with Chuck Steelman and almost pissing myself laughing.
Oh, they're a riot. Like, I'm pretty sure that they probably still hold up. I mean, just from listening to this right now, I'm sure they hold up.
Oh yeah, for sure. So Barry Trotz, I say he is your next New York Islanders head coach.
I don't know where he goes. He's too good of a coach.
It's the only,
if he wants,
it's the only place to go.
But he's too good, too young.
Yeah, he's. I really thought he was older than that. I mean, 55 is not that old.
I mean, maybe he's pissed because he was supposed to get a contract at the beginning of the year, didn't get it. Everyone's talking about that before the playoffs even started about his job.
Well, I saw his statement, you know, said the goal was to always just bring a cup to the Capitol, and he feels that he's achieved that, and that team is, they did it. This isn't one of those things where, like, it continues on, I don't think.
Me neither. They're acting like they're fucking just done with life.
Right. I mean, like, the way they're like, partying and the way they're going at it, I think it's just a, you know, swan song from here on out.
Yeah, it's a, that was a, I mean, Ovi 14 years, does he even care anymore? You know what I mean?
No.
I'm sure he cares about winning. But after 14 years, finally getting that, that's different than winning at year three and still having that drive as a young kid.
Right.
Compared to him being like, fuck, I did it.
And, I mean, Holtby kind of got, you know, a fire lit under his ass with Grubauer this year. What do they do there? You're losing Tom Wilson or John Carlson, and Tom Wilson just decided in the playoffs that he's not going to let people tell him he's not good at hockey. So I'm excited to see what he does next year, but it's also easy.
Is Oshie's contract with them?
Oshie's down to like 22.
I was going to say, I thought they signed
him. I think he just signed like 7 years, a year ago.
You lose Orpik.
Orpik, he's done. Orpik might do one more because I think he's got like $5 million sitting on the table.
Jesus, he's done.
But I really don't see them holding Kuznetsov, Oshie. I mean, Carlson or Wilson are gone for sure. One of them are.
Yeah, and I mean, even their contribute players like Beagle and those dudes, they might get money and go somewhere small. Like, you know, I don't know what their contract. I don't know all the players' contracts.
Have you ever Flat Earth Mario? When we were down at Gatton Packaging, have you ever been on CapFriendly.com?
CapFriendly?
Cap.
C-A-T?
Like P-A-M. With a D. Pam.
Pam. You can help the Pam situation.
CapFriendly.com. I dare you to get on it tonight. You won't sleep for three hours. You'll just be looking up fucking people's contracts from like 2013.
I might do it right now.
It's an incredible site. They do not sponsor the show. Lucid Flow Spa sponsors the show. Mount Vernon, Ohio. Check them out. So I think you'll see Trotz. I think you'll see Trotz in New York. And I don't think you'll see Jonathan Tavares there. Big Ren, your thoughts?
On Tavares?
Yeah. So he can sign until what? The floodgates open, right? So yeah. That's what, 10 days from now? Something like that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Not exactly positive.
Unless Lou Lamoriello came in there and said, hey, do you want me to fire all these coaches? And that was part of the deal, because I would think them firing the head coach, Doug Weight, who didn't do a bad job, I didn't think, and him being roommates with Tavares when he came in the league, I think that they probably had a special relationship. I wouldn't be surprised if Lou Lamoriello was like, hey, Toronto, I'm going to leave here. I'm going to go to New York. And you guys go ahead and sign Tavares. And Austin Matthews is gone, so.
He's still so young.
Is he even 30?
No, he's 27.
Is he really? So he's about to come into his, like, fuck you hard days.
A nice little fucking peak of 4 or 5 years here.
Right. And he's been nothing but consistent his whole career.
Yeah, and they're talking about not wanting him and getting rid of his ass?
Well, he's an unrestricted free agent. It's not up to them.
Yeah. Well, they should be all over him, I think. He's got...
You have to offer him whatever he wants.
He's very consistent with his numbers.
Yeah, since day one.
He's always been a 30-plus goal guy. He's always,
team guy.
Yeah. He's always going to have more assists than, like I said, he's always putting up 30-plus, I feel like.
But besides having Barzal on the team, I mean, there's not a whole lot of bright spots on that roster. You have nobody in the net whatsoever. If you sign Tavares, you don't have money to go get a goalie.
What would you think if he went to San Jose?
Oh, my God, it'd be fucking awesome.
They're trying to give him – they're trying to sell it to him.
Pavelski, Kane, and Tavares? Is Pavelski playing the wing or is he center?
I think he's center.
Okay, so Pavelski's on your second line with Logan Couture.
No, you keep Pavelski. Who would you make captain, Tavares or Pavelski?
Oh, you don't take it away from Pavelski. That'd be fucked up.
No.
Either way, you're playing one or two top minutes, so I don't think it really even matters.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
It's like Evgeny and...
Yeah.
What's his dick?
I can't remember.
Scott Wilson?
Yeah. Yeah, Scott Wilson, the captain for the Penguins.
He's not even a Penguin anymore, is he?
It's like a Marine. Once a Penguin, always a Penguin.
That's not... No one says that. I do want to... So, I don't know. I have been under the impression that Tavares will not be in the island next year. I don't think it matters who the coach is, what the stadium's going to be. I think... With him coming into his next prime years, he wants to go to a team that's going to be able to play extra hockey and make the playoffs, and I don't think the Islanders are that team. I mean, they've got some good dudes. Brock Nelson's really good. Who else is on there?
Do you think he wants to leave just because... I mean, they're not going to be playoff potential?
That's what I would think about. I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes. One, I definitely don't want to play at Barclays ever again.
Why you hate that place?
It's the worst. It's the worst athletic venue in the world. Period.
Just because of the car?
Mostly, yes. There's just like so much empty nothing. It's a fucking... That's the fuckboy of the week. Barclays Center. I fucking hate that place.
They didn't even play it, did they?
I wouldn't go there for free.
Yeah, right.
Because I'd be pissed the whole time. Going, why is there nothing? Like, there's no seats. It seats like 400 people, and 30 people show up.
Yeah, well, I mean... like you said, they suck.
Who's the other dude on their team? Anders Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've got some talented dudes, but, I mean, despite what the internet tells you, you have to have a fucking goalie to be good in this league.
Anders Lee is Bronson's third favorite hockey player.
Well, shows what Bronson knows.
Anders Lee's a pretty good fucking hockey player.
Yeah, he's a stud.
But didn't even know it with Notre Dame, just like the couple of the cards I have.
Oh, that's weird.
He picked him up and said, this guy's my favorite. His second favorite player is Chaz Ruwandel from the Penguins. Now, that's weird.
Arwin likes to walk around with a UC Jokinen card. So, explain that.
Yeah, I don't get the Chaz Ruwandel. Bronson's number one, Gino.
Well, there's only a handful of cards that I can give the kids. So...
You don't want them getting ruined.
Yeah, so you're picking through Bobby Ryan and, like...
Yeah, Josh Bailey.
Josh Bailey, like, oh, yeah, I'm a real big UC Jokinen fan. Like, no, not even his kids are. So, I don't know. No, what I was saying is there's all this talk, especially in the Blue Jackets circles, that trading Bob's a good idea because you don't need a good goalie to win. Somehow. And this popular thing now on the internet is like making up trades that aren't realistic, like trading Bobrovsky for Carter Hutton, like St. Louis would just do that. So what, we're going to pay Jake Allen and Sergei Bobrovsky? Like, that's not realistic shit. That's fucking Willy Wonka shit.
Name a team that would have won the Stanley Cup in the last 20 years without their goalie.
Oh... You'd have to go back to, like, didn't Crawford get hurt in some of those Blackhawks? Or did Crawford come in because Antti Rantanen got hurt? The Blackhawks always seemed like they had, like, a moving cycle of goalies.
Yeah, but they always had dudes that came in, like Scott Darling and shit.
Yeah.
So, like, it didn't matter.
Yeah, he had a couple good series, didn't he?
So you play a couple games with those guys, and then your star comes back.
I'm interested to see what happens.
Those teams have one goalie, they had multiple.
I thought he would be a lot better being a starter this year. It seemed like it was a little too much on his plate at times.
You got Kings, Blackhawks, Penguins, they all have amazing goalies that did amazing in the playoffs. Bruins, I mean, shit. You have to have a goalie.
Period. Built from the net out. Yeah, but you have to have a good goalie. You have to have good everybody, and you can't have, like, I mean, I don't know. Send us a tweet to the Biscuit the last time a mediocre goalie raised a cup.
Yeah, and by, like, not even mediocre, like, just all around.
And I understand not wanting to pay Barvowski $11 million, but guess what? He's earned it. So it doesn't really matter. And Jarmo Kekalainen is not getting rid of him, so it's just, like, all hypothetical bullshit.
Like naming a baseball team that won the World Series without a fucking star pitcher. You can't do it. You can't name it.
I want to give a shout out to all the other champions of this year. Because we usually mention them and it just didn't this year. So Kelly Cup, champions of the ECHL, the Colorado Eagles. Didn't they win that last year too?
I'm not sure.
Calder Cup champions, we were wrong on that one, the Marlies. I watched Game 7, Marlies just fucking slapped them, beating the Texas Stars. Where the Texas Stars had a couple old Blue Jackets prospects on, like Hetherington and Hallerchuk, but it was a shit Game 7, I'm not going to lie. It was not good. The Isabel Cup champions out of the National Women's Hockey League was the New York Riveters, and they just added a team, so they're up to five teams now, with the Minnesota Whitecaps joining the league. So if you have five teams, Big Rand, what do? The bottom two have a play-in game for the playoffs?
Yeah, why not? That'd be the easiest way.
That's what I would do. I don't know any other way to do it. I was just wondering, you know, that seems like the only way to do it.
You could give the number one team a bye week and let everyone else play in the playoffs.
That's not a bad idea either.
So you have only one team has a bye week. You put them at the bottom bracket versus the 4 and the 2. No, that wouldn't make sense. Yeah,
no.
Put them at the 4 and 2 and then your fake 1 and 3. But, yeah, I would do it that way.
So you have...
Either way, they're all playing.
Yeah.
It's just one less round.
Yeah, so that way everyone makes the playoffs, I guess. Quebec Major Junior champs were the Acadie Bathurst Titans, and they met the OHL champions, the Hamilton Bulldogs, and the WHL Swift Current Broncos, and I think the Regina Pats were the hosts of the Memorial Cup this year, and then Bathurst won the Memorial Cup as well. Okay, so... You haven't heard about what's going on in Ottawa, have you?
No.
Do you want me to start with their assistant GM or with Mike Hoffman, Eric Carlson, and Mike Hoffman's fiance?
What?
Yeah. Pick one.
The first one. The first thing you said.
Okay. Funny enough, this guy's name is Randy Lee.
Nice.
He's the assistant GM for the Ottawa Senators. They were all in Buffalo for the scouting combine, right? And apparently, in his Uber ride, he had a fresh young 19-year-old boy driving his Uber, and he decided to rub and touch all over this boy enough to where the Uber driver filed for sexual harassment against the now-suspended assistant GM, Randy Lee, Ottawa Senators.
What?
Yeah.
Is this all happening in Ottawa?
This happened in Buffalo at the scouting combine, as I had previously mentioned. So this happens hours, days from the time where Eric Carlson's wife has filed a restraining order for harassment against Mike Hoffman's longtime fiance, Monica Carrick, for... what's that called? On online cyber harassment?
Cyberbullying?
Yes, cyberbullying. That's what they call it. So, allegedly, because there is due process to this, this woman has told Erik Karlsson that I hope you break your legs and you end your career and you never play hockey again. And then while Erik Karlsson's wife was pregnant, she said, I hope your son dies. And then obviously you know that Karlsson and his wife had a stillborn child, unfortunately. That's some of the darkest shit you can say to a human.
Yeah.
You can never wish death upon it. And then the baby was stillborn too. Like, that's just fucking insane. So Mike Hoffman says he's 150% sure that his fiance is not doing it. And then all these other wives from teams were saying, like, yeah, this lady's a fucking psycho. Erik Karlsson can't play in Ottawa.
Can anyone play in Ottawa?
No, they're a fucking... You know, dumpster fire is a real popular thing to say. They are a dumpster fire right now.
Yeah.
They blew a season to try to get a draft pick. Couldn't do that. And then they're fucking GMs trying to finger bang Filipino boys driving to the Buffalo fucking scouting event. Mike Hoffman, who's an unrestricted free agent's fucking fiance, is threatening child death to your fucking captain on a year where he's an unrestricted free agent.
Jesus criminy.
Or maybe Hoffman just requested a trade. Either way, I know Columbus has been in talks with him. I do not want that piece of shit, Mike Hoffman, in Columbus. If he's fucking... And the guys on Spit and Chicklets brought up a good point, too. Like, if this is true, this, and he didn't know about it, like, this guy just lost his best friend and wife because she's a fucking psycho. So his life sucks.
Yeah.
Carlson's life sucks. His wife sucks. And Karlsson and his wife were already dealing with something that people should never have to deal with. And then plus this, he still had a decent year on the ice. I mean, he's still fucking Erik Karlsson. But I think he would want out of Ottawa real quick.
What's his contract situation?
I think he's an unrestricted free agent. I don't know. Look on Cap Friendly. I've heard rumbles of fucking Las Vegas, though.
I hope not.
Wouldn't that be hilarious, though? If Las Vegas is just going to be good forever.
They're going to suck forever.
But yeah, that's the news out of Ottawa before, like, one of the biggest drafts coming up for their franchise. That's what's going on up there.
Yeah, good job.
Wow. You harassed the Uber driver, sir?
I want to know what he had to do to actually make it, like, okay, today it's getting weird, guy.
Right, like, I'm sure old dudes are weird all the time, but, like, this, he went to a point where, like, the Uber driver felt so uncomfortable that he had to call somebody about it. Like, I bet he whipped his fucking nutsack out in the back. That's what I would think. Like, it's got to be some next-level shit.
I hope it involves sack.
From what I had read, he just touched his arm, but that doesn't seem like enough to warrant a fucking sexual harassment charge.
No, touched his arm and said,
"You're pretty, boy.
Want to finger my ass later?"
I see, but I mean, maybe that is too much.
While touching his arm?
I don't know. Did he say it as a joke? I wasn't there. I mean, I would have been like, "Haha, where are you going?" You know, let's go ahead and move this car because you're fucking weird, dude. Especially if I didn't get a big tip.
Tips included in the Uber.
What does that mean?
It means when you get an Uber, you put your credit card information in your phone, you pay for it, and the tip is included, and their drivers get paid.
Well, you're supposed to tip them again.
No.
For sure. You're not tipping them twice?
The app literally says you don't have to tip our drivers. So they know that they're not getting tipped. I mean, I've tipped them almost every time unless I don't have cash. But you, like, leave it on. You, like, do it beforehand. So you really don't know. It's included.
No, you got to tip them. I hate that. Like, that's weird at restaurants, though, when you go when they're, like, 15% gratuity has already been taken out. And I'm like, well, fuck. Yeah. Like,
I say that's your fault, and I don't tip.
I would, too. I don't know.
Just happened to me last week. She said the tip's on there, and I said, oh, that sucks for you then.
Yeah. the draft is coming up Friday. Rasmus Dahlin will be the number one pick. Buffalo might be good if they can get themselves a goalie.
Had it up, but my computer is not working right now.
What, you're cap friendly?
I went to cap. Ever since I went to cap friendly, my computer stopped working. So, thanks.
Well, I don't know why.
All right, I got Razzmatazz at one.
Okay.
And Shevchenkov at two.
Who has the second pick?
Carolina.
Okay.
Jasper Kotkaniemi. At three to the Canadiens. Quentin Hughes from the University of Michigan. You deserve to go to Ottawa. Thanks for playing at Michigan.
Oh, is he going? They have him projected at four?
Yeah.
Oh, God. He's going, fuck me. I would, if I was him, I wouldn't go. I would refuse to report.
He's a 5'10", 176-pounder defenseman.
He's super small.
Welcome to the NHL, Quentin.
He's super. I mean, you saw he performed very well at the World Juniors. I mean, I know that's not the NHL, but I have him falling.
Look at how good he played in the fucking Frozen Four.
Yeah, exactly. I have him falling. I want to see him go to Detroit at six, but I mean.
What's his name from Washington's tiny? What's his name? Shit. The Capitals defenseman just won the cup. They were making fun of him. He's so little. Barry Trotz said, I thought that he was going to fall over when he picked the cup up.
Fuck.
They got...
Who is it? Who is it? It's not Carlson.
No.
It's not Orpik.
He's younger. They got Felipe Zadina.
He's good as fuck. At five.
To the Coyotes. Oliver Wahlstrom to Detroit.
They have Brady Tkachuk. Where the fuck is he falling to?
He is what makes me sad because I hope it don't happen. They have him going to Chicago.
No, I don't. I want him anywhere else.
I don't want him going to Chicago.
Literally any other team.
Islanders get that back-to-back at 11 and 12.
Do they really?
So, I mean... They could come out with something. They have Barrett Hayton.
Or fucking trade both those picks for somebody.
And they got a Ty Smith defensive who was just in the WHL. So, I mean.
I think Brady or Rasmus Dahlin is going to win the Calder next year. I think Brady's going to be fun to watch.
6'3", 200 pounds.
He's just he's fucking nasty.
Didn't his brother even say, I don't like. He's better than me?
Well, no. Brady said I'll beat the shit out of my brother, but...
Same thing.
Yeah. Here's my sleeper pick. He's ranked to go 63rd overall.
60.
Yeah, he's going to be my favorite player.
Nando Eggenberger?
Curtis Douglas of the Windsor Spitfires. 6'8", 200-pound left-handed center. Thank you. Please. Yes. Drafted.
Curtis Dugsler... plays for the Windsor OHL. They have him dropping to 77 going to Boston.
Fuck yeah. I hope he goes to Boston and just fucking slings dick all over that ice.
He's 6'8 and a half.
That's huge.
250.
250? I have him at 200.
You're wrong.
I guess 250 would make more sense. 200's really skinny for 6'8.
Yeah, 250.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where he's going. I'm trying to get – Brennan and I were trying to hook the camera up so I can watch the draft Friday and, like, live stream it on YouTube. So
yeah.
Hopefully that'll work out and I can get that up. If not, I'll probably – huh?
Keep on.
Keep what?
You were talking. I just yawned.
Either way, I'm gonna if I can't get the video streaming up, I think I'm gonna just watch it and at least do the first round, like an episode maybe. I don't know. I've always wanted to do it, and we'll see what happens. This would be the second year we've covered the draft because we're coming into our third year as a podcast this October or November. I think I started in November 2016.
So Buffalo has Jack Eichel.
Jack Eichel, Ryan O'Reilly,
Casey Middlestad, and
Ristolainen, and they're going to have Rasmus Dahlin, who for everything they're saying is the next like big thing at D.
But Rasmus Dahlin, Casey Middlestad, and Jack Eichel are three of the ugliest white motherfuckers I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're for sure like orcs.
Yeah, Dahlin, for being a defender, is nasty. You wouldn't think he was even a defender, but the highlights they show.
Yeah, he's something else. I'd like to know if they're... The Swedish guys really aren't like Russians, though. Russians always seem to play better if there's another Russian.
Yeah.
So I don't know how... They have to get a goalie and maybe a couple... one more piece, because all those guys are young. It's going to be hard to... There hasn't really been like a group of young dudes that just took a team far into the playoffs.
No, I mean, McDavid tried.
Yeah. I'm hearing rumors Carey Price to Edmonton for Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Cam Talbot, and that Bear kid.
They'll do whatever the fuck they want to try to get McDavid something.
That's dude. If I'm Montreal, I'm taking that trade all day.
I would
fuck it.
Talbot's a beast.
Talbot sucks. But
beast.
The Habs suck, so who cares? Fucking burn it down. You just traded your only fucking goal scorer, Galchenyuk, to Arizona for Max Domi. What do you think of that trade? Who wins that? Because that's the thing everybody wants to know. Which team wins? What player wins? What's going on there?
The Coyotes won. Alex is better. And now Alex is going to go there and play center for them. And be
he just didn't he just have 30 goals?
Yeah, he's better.
On a shit team?
Exactly. He's better.
And Domi has only produced less. I mean, he was a phenomenal his rookie year.
Oh, his 9 goals he had last year?
Did you have him on your fantasy team?
Fuck no. I picked a goddamn Coyote.
Well, dude, he wasn't a bad... Except for last year, he just decided I'm not fighting and playing physical anymore. Like, at all.
It's only like his 4th or 5th year, right?
I think it might have been his 3rd last year.
Yeah, you're right. So he had back-to-back years with 9 goals.
Yeah, and what? And 26 his rookie year?
He had 9 last year and like 19 his rookie year.
Yeah, that's...
He has 36 total goals, so you do the math. Yeah, he had 18, 9, and 9.
I don't think Montreal has any intention of keeping him either.
Alex has 108 total career goals.
Because Montreal hasn't needed a dude like Max Domi since fucking like the 80s. They haven't played like that.
I mean, Alex will be the Coyotes' number one center, probably.
Yeah, he'd have to be, right? I mean, it's not. He might play second line behind Stepan.
I think they won that trade.
I would say I liked that, and then I saw Guilfoyle said that Alex Galchenyuk won that trade, which I agree to. Getting out of Montreal is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
And Rick Tocchet really got good at coaching that team at the end of the year last year. They had like one of the best second halves of the season of anybody in the NHL. They just started so poorly. And even Tocchet discussed it. He was like, man, I was trying to overcoach and doing all this bullshit, and then like after the All-Star break, he was like, I'm just gonna do what I think is right and not overthink it, and they started winning all the fucking time. Did you kill yourself?
No, I'm just thinking about Cam Talbot.
I'm talking about Rick Tocchet, and you're talking about Cam Talbot.
About
30
fucking Duisburgs, Bob.
30 fucking Duisburgs, Bob. All right, we got the awards coming up next week, Randy. Have they announced who's hosting it?
I haven't seen who's hosting it, but they have almost all of them revealed, if not all of them.
Yeah, all the finalists are out. So we'll run down through these, get you who's winning them, and then we'll get out. And then you just did two biscuit episodes in a row. That's OG.
Nice.
The Vezina, one of my favorite awards, best goalie of the year. You had the American, Connor Hellebuyck, the washed-up Pekka Rinne, and the up-and-comer, Andre Vasilevsky of Tampa Bay. Who do you got?
Connor Hellebuyck.
Fuck yeah, better be. It won't be, but fuck, he deserves it.
All day long, strictly because beginning of the year, if you would have told me that Connor Hellebuyck would be in the Vezina Trophy finalist, I probably would have told you you'd be wrong because I could have picked three goalies that weren't him preseason. But the fact that what he did with the Jets is so much more impressive than what the other two guys did with their team.
He might not even have been on my top 10 goalies going into the season last year. And I mean, he just came out and fucking owned it. He did so well. And all the way through the playoffs, he played really fucking well.
We expected Pekka to be there, and I mean,
not surprised by Vasilevsky.
Everyone kind of expected him to have a good season.
Yeah, I mean, I hope Connor Hellebuyck wins. I think you'll see Vasilevsky win, though.
Nope, Hellebuyck. Win the peg.
I wonder when the last time an American won the Vezina.
I don't know. 2018.
I like it. I hope he goes up with a fucking American flag, too, and says, I'll stick a boot in your ass. It's the American way. The Selkie. I'm not even going to read the other two guys, Bergeron.
God, you're way, you're up and down. Selkie.
Huh?
Hey, you guys, Bergeron going to win his fifth in a row?
Yeah, that award will be changed to the Patrice Bergeron Award when he's done. I guarantee it.
Okay, I picked Sean Couture then.
Courtier and then Kopitar as well. Kopitar had a hell of a year, but I don't think he's winning the Selkie. And Couturier, I don't see anybody from Philly winning anything. The Norris, Drew Doughty won it. Hedman hasn't. Subban won it. I'd like to see Hedman win it. I think the NHL is going to want to give it to PK Subban. Wouldn't surprise me if Doughty wins it, though. All three of these guys are deserving. They all three had fucking incredible years.
Victor Hedman should have won it last year.
Who ended up winning it last year? Burnsy? Or was that 2 years ago?
Huh? Last year?
Burnsy won it last year, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they gave it to Carlson, did they?
No, Burnsy won it last year. Yeah, so I think Victor Hedman deserves it. Wouldn't shock me if Subban gets it. Wouldn't shock me if Doughty does. I wouldn't be mad at any one of them. All three of them had really good seasons. The Lady Bing Award is still real. Barkov from Florida.
The Ryan Bing Trophy.
The Ryan Bing. Wild Bill Carlson of the Vegas Golden Knights and Ryan O'Reilly from Buffalo. Don't give a fuck who wins this. I'll just say Wild Bill. No, you can't give it to Wild Bill because of that nasty goal he scored on. I don't remember who it was, but that's not gentlemanly at all. That was straight up assault on the ice.
Just give it to Ryan O'Reilly so Buffalo could fucking have something.
Yeah, let's give it to Ryan O'Reilly and let's get the bowl rolling on the Buffalo Sabres. Fucking just start the trophies flowing. Because Rasmus Dahlin's going to get a Calder next year too. The Masterton, Brian Boyle, who...
Jeez, don't even show up long ago and stall.
Yeah, Boyle, you know, diagnosed with cancer, comes in, plays, scores a goal. Had cancer and still played professional hockey for a playoff team.
He made that first goal. That was so much raw emotion, it was nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it was on cancer night too, wasn't it?
I don't know, but...
Which, maybe don't have cancer nights anymore. It seems weird.
So maybe don't show up, Robert Luongo.
Yeah, Jordan Robert Luongo, who's played goalie forever, always been a good sport. And then Jordan Staal, same thing as Erik Karlsson. I think his wife had a stillborn child, and he ended up, you know, trucking through and playing like really soon afterwards. But I think you'll see Brian Boyle win that one. That's a hard one to have like a loser in, really.
What happened with Luongo?
It's just that he's been playing goalie for so long. Like his dedication to the sport and just, you know,
being like last year with Craig Anderson, I mean, you had to give it to him.
Right, right. The Mark Messier Award, fucking Derek England, Wayne Simmonds, and Blake Wheeler. And what is Messier? Is that the Leadership Award?
Yeah.
Derek England all day.
Derek England all day.
Derek England all fucking day.
The things he did for Vegas after...
We'll never see anything like that again. We'll never see anything like that again. And they should give him a fucking jersey for the awards that has a C on it and let him go up there and get that fucking award.
He stepped up.
Oh, man.
That massacre, that tragedy.
I wish there was like a docuseries. You know how HBO does like the training camp or whatever?
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, like just the inaugural. I guarantee he was in that room getting those guys so fucking jacked.
Man, look what he did all playoffs. He was the leader of that team.
Yeah, he's amazing. Derek England all day for the Messier. Jack Adams. Three great candidates for Jack Adams this year. Jason Bednar from Colorado Avalanche, basically flipping that team into fucking winners. Their turnaround was insane. Former Calder Cup champion for the Lake Erie Monsters. No, not a big deal. Cassidy from Boston. Boston played through. Everyone was hurt at one time. And then the winner of the Jack Adams this year, Gerard Gallant, taking Vegas from a ragtag bunch of fucking nobody wants to the Stanley Cup final.
I hope he wins it.
If he doesn't, that's fucking politics. That's complete dog shit if he doesn't. There's no way he doesn't. This is the guy that was fired last year and was sitting on the side of the road. And now he's fucking winning a Jack Adams.
Yeah, hanging a banner next year for Western Conference champs.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Ted Lindsay. This is the one that the players vote on, I think. For MVP? Right? Or is it the other way around? Yeah, this is the one the players vote on. This is the real MVP. You got Taylor Hall, Nathan MacKinnon, and McJesus. I'd like to see MacKinnon win it. I don't think Connor McDavid will get it this year. I think you'll either see Taylor Hall or MacKinnon win it.
Yeah. I would agree. I don't know. There's a year that Crosby ran away with the Lindsay just because, I mean, they're that good.
Right. And, I mean, McDavid still had a really good year. But he's not even a finalist for the Hart this year. So the Hart will either go to Taylor Hall, Anze Kopitar, or Nathan MacKinnon. I think you'll see Anze Kopitar win the Hart this year. Has he ever won that before?
That's just MVP, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like the
every. I don't think so.
Huh?
I don't think so. Maybe though.
Yeah, I think Kopitar. I was looking at his numbers from this past year. It's pretty fucking impressive.
MacKinnon should win.
I wouldn't hate it. Wouldn't hate it at all. The King Clancy Award, which is like another like dedication award. I think.
I don't even have it on here.
The Sedin twins are up for one human.
Nice.
Not joking. PK Subban and then Zucker is the other one. I think that obviously they didn't put the brothers together to have them not win it.
Exactly.
And then the GM of the year, you have fucking homeboy from Winnipeg whose name is insane. It's like Shevel Dayoff. Then McPhee and Stevie Y from Tampa Bay. Has to go to George McPhee.
Yeah, McPhee, get fucking real.
Has to. So you could potentially see Vegas walk away with three awards.
Yeah.
And why not just have Wayne Gretzky host it?
I would say have Joe Maggiolini do it again.
Again, Joe Hamm did it last year. Or John Hamm.
Joe Maggiolini was 2 years ago.
Who the fuck is Joe Maggiolini? Oh, that big motherfucker. Davis!
The zucchini bread is redonkulous.
Yeah, he was awesome. He should do it. He was great. That Sydney skit was fucking incredible.
Remember how pissed Gretzky had?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, he's making fun of everyone. Someone went to sit by Crosby and he said, that's, he's saving that seat for what's his dick?
Gretzky.
No, when Crosby had that open seat beside him?
Yeah.
He was saving it for, Kamish.
Oh, Batman. What are you talking about?
He had a skit about how there was a seat open to Sidney Crosby, and Carl Hagelin was getting ready to sit down, and they were like, no, that's Gary Bettman's seat.
Oh, okay, I see.
Hagelin got up and walked away.
Yeah, he was really good. That was a good one. All right, that's it for the biscuit today, everybody. Big Rand, always good to have you on.
You're not going to talk about the Calder Memorial Rookie of the Year?
Did I miss that?
And you're not going to talk about...
No, so I missed the Calder. Matthew Barzell, Brock Besser, and Clayton Keller. Fun fact, I had all three of those guys on my fantasy league team. That's how you draft a fucking team.
Fun fact, Brock Brozier won.
Brock Besser? Nah, it'll be Matthew Barzell.
Nope.
I hope Brock Besser's a fucking American. Give it to me. I think are all three of them American?
I don't know.
Where you at, Canada?
Not winning the Stanley Cup, that's where they're at.
No, not winning fucking Rookie of the Years either. Not having number one picks, not doing fucking much dick. Losing to Germany in the fucking Olympics?
They haven't had a cup in years.
No, the best thing they've done is the Toronto Marlies won the fucking Calder Cup. Enjoy that one, dart guy. Everybody, make sure to go vote the second annual Probert Fight Invitational at Fourth Line Voices out on Twitter. It's always a fun, good time. Go on, vote for your favorite fighters to win the second annual Probert Invitational. And if you're in the Windsor area, make sure to get your ass to the Probert Ride. That's this weekend with the road captain, Scott, the Sheriff Parker.
They haven't had the cup since 1993.
Toronto? Isn't it like 1967?
1993, Montreal Canadiens. Head coach.
Oh, just the whole country. Barry? God, I love Barry. I love Barry Melrose, though.
I'm wrong. Barry was on the losing end of that with the Kings. I'm sorry.
I don't think Barry Melrose ever won a cup.
Yeah, he lost with the Kings against them. That's my bet.
With Gretz?
Probably. 93 is probably one of his last years.
Probably his first year.
Probably one of his last years in the league.
No, dude, he played forever. He just retired like last year.
They haven't had it in Canada since 93.
That's pathetic. All right, go rate and review us on iTunes, please. We're up on all that shit. Tell your friends. Love you guys. Good night. How many bucks do I give?